Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. Have you ever been to or have you ever watched a competitive dog show like the Westminster Dog Show? I've never been to a dog show, but I've watched on TV, especially the Westminster Dog Show. It's pretty popular. It's like a beauty pageant for dogs, although I'm sure that the dog show people would not be happy with that comparison, but you get the picture then. I have a friend who shows her dog at various dog shows, including at the very prestigious Westminster Dog Show. She and her dog, Banner, have won many, many, many awards and ribbons throughout the years of competitive dog showing. It's interesting to watch the judging process for a dog show. The dogs who compete to the level of these exclusive shows, they've already made the cut, if you will, because of the quality of dog that they are. And well before the official judging even happens, they have to be at a certain level to even register to be at the show. So they've already made the cut. These dogs are bred and trained for the recognition of being among the best of the best of the best. And so when the judging begins, the official judge watches these highly qualified dogs walk and jog and sit and respond to commands. And all the while, the judge is looking for something special, something extra in each dog. And when the judge notices those dogs that have that something extra, the judge will pull those dogs out for special recognition. All the other dogs there receive recognition because, again, it's a great honor to be there at such a significant and prestigious dog show. So they're receiving recognition, but those who demonstrate that little something extra, who get pulled out specially, well, they receive special recognition and rewards and probably some yummy dog treats and some really, really big ribbons. So you may wonder, why am I sharing about dog show judging as part of our study? Well, because as part of what we as Christians can expect when we get to heaven is a time when we will have a day of recognition as we stand before Christ, our judge. And knowing that we will have a time of recognition, we want to be ready to share with Christ those things that we have done while here on earth to honor Him. We read this in 2 Corinthians 5:10. 2 Corinthians 5:10 reads, "We," meaning Christians, "we as believers must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." So the judgment seat of Christ is not a time of punishment or condemnation, because only believers will stand before Christ at the judgment seat. Only Christians, only believers, meaning we've already made it to heaven. So there's no condemnation there. It helps us to note that back in Paul's day, when he was writing this letter, 2 Corinthians, to the Corinthian Christians, the real term of the judgment seat was actually Bema, B-E-M-A, the Bema seat. Now, why does that matter? Well, let's take a look at how Dr. Jeremiah describes the Bema seat on page 138 of his book, The Promise of Heaven. He writes this: "A typical sports arena of that day, in Paul's day, contained a raised platform called the Bema. Often there was an official umpire for each specific arena who sat upon the Bema to watch the games. And from that exalted vantage point, the umpire could evaluate each of the competitors and take note of anyone who demonstrated special prowess or achieved significant success. In Paul's day then, being called before the Bema seat was a positive experience. For a participant in the athletic games, visiting the Bema to be judged meant receiving both recognition and honor. Okay, so the fact that we will stand before Christ at the Bema seat means, respectfully, we've already made the cut. We've already accepted Christ as our Savior while here on earth, so there is no negative judgment, no condemnation. We are in heaven, and we'll never be separated from Christ. We are signed, sealed, and delivered as His. Nothing can change that. And only those believers, we Christians, will stand before Christ at the Bema seat. And what Jesus will do at the Bema seat is to assess how we lived our lives, what we did with what God gave us, and how we used our talents and gifts, our time and treasure. Did we invest them for our pleasure, or did we use them for God's glory? Scripture tells us our time and talents, our gifts and treasures, they will be tested by fire to see if they're worthy, how we spent them. And if they're not as worthy, then they'll just burn up as wood and hay and stubble when they're tested by fire. But if they last, if they're worthy and show forth, and they will show forth as gold, silver, and precious jewels when the fire hits them, they will shine. And so based on that assessment, those believers who have invested in things that last for God's glory, in things that make an eternal difference, Jesus will distribute rewards that ultimately will be used in worship back to the Lord. We will get those, you've heard people say, jewels in our crowns. We'll learn more about our crowns next week. But any rewards that we get while we are at the Bema seat, we will turn around and cast those before the Lord in worship. So what do we do with this knowledge of the Bema seat, this judgment seat of Christ? Well, Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 141 of his book. He writes, as he, Christ, examines our lives from his exalted place on the judgment seat, the Bema seat, everything that is worthless or sinful will be burned away. Yet everything we have done to invest our resources in God's eternal kingdom will remain and will shine forth as gold, silver, and precious stones. He goes on to write, once again, do you see the incredible motivational power of the Bema judgment? Everything we do matters. Every day is an opportunity to invest in the quality of the house we are building for Jesus. Every hour, every minute, every second. Even when it seems like no one notices what you're doing and nobody will ever appreciate your service, take heart, because Jesus sees, Jesus notices, and he will commend you on that day. Praise God for the Bema seat, for that opportunity to be able to cast our crowns before him. Well, thank you for joining us, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.